the American dream has become a nightmare.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this 24th day of August, 2005. Many ways in which to listen to this broadcast: international shortwave, AM, FM, internet, go to RBN Live. We have archives of all the talk show hosts on this network, and that is free of charge. We want you to help spread the message, folks, and we're not putting a price tag on freedom and the truth. It is up to all of us to accomplish this. My guest, last hour and into this hour, this is great timing on this, by the way, Eric Hufschmidt, because we've got the four-year anniversary coming up in this September 11th. Does it seem like it was that long ago?
I know. It's amazing. 4 years, we've had so much evidence that it was a big hoax, and yet we're still struggling. But people, it does seem like we're making some progress lately. I don't know. If you see it in your area, it's like the resistance is not as much.
Well,
and, it may be that people have some hope. Don't give up yet.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of things that are turning people back to what I would call a more reality-based life. I heard on another radio program today a guy that called in that he was at SeaWorld out in California, and I guess one of the outdoor presentations has to do with water skiing and whatever else, that they drug an oversized American flag out and the water skiers were going by, and well, they wanted everybody to stand up and start singing God Bless America, and 75% of the people just sat there, didn't get up. I mean, look, when I hear the national anthem, I mean, it still stirs me. When I hear God Bless America, it still stirs me, because I'm remembering what America used to be and what it used to stand for. But nowadays, Eric, people are going,
Well, especially the kids. I mean, compared to when I was a kid in the 1960s, and you look at the kids today, you don't see them outside much. Their parents are afraid to let them go outside. They're growing up in a nation of fear and bad attitudes and apathy. And, you know, I can see why a lot of them have these weird attitudes, the way they're being raised today.
Well, out in Utah, and these kids are going to, they're having a rude awakening right now. They're seeing what we have been talking about, the oncoming tyrannical police state and its enforcement measures. Out in Utah County, there was a raver party going on out there. The guys had the permits to do this. Well, they were raided by some 90 police officers, complete with helicopters, MP5s, showed up in full camouflage and battle gear, and started going through the crowd and beating people, swearing at them, and everything else. Generally, before, and this wasn't an unplanned event, everybody knew about it, they had their permission slip to be out there, but they came in under the guise that, there were weapons there and there were drugs there. They actually hired security people. The only thing that they found when these goons came in, dressed in their military garb, and this is the militarization of the police, ladies and gentlemen, let's not forget that. The only thing they found was 47 tabs of ecstasy. That's because the guards, the security people there, were searching people before they went into this rave party, and then they turned around and busted the security people for having paraphernalia and drugs. I mean, that's like saying, Eric, to a cop that pulls somebody over and busts them with a pound or two of marijuana, he's transporting it to the station, another cop pulls him over and busts him for possession.
I know, it's getting to the point of slapstick comedy.
I mean, it's getting ridiculous, but here's this mindset that these people, these governors, these sheriffs, these police, chiefs of police have been told that, well, we've got to step up because there's terrorism and there's rampant crime and there's all of this, and they're gearing these people up to be what I consider to be a second-class military, but they're parading around as if they are military people on the streets to somehow combat this terrorism and crime that's going rampant in our country.
And they don't realize it's coming from our own government.
And they're part of the problem. They're certainly not part of the solution. And as you ramp up one side, what is the other side's response? We're either going to go into total submission or we're going to stand up. Now, use your imagination on that one. I do not want to see that happen in this country. What we need is honesty. We need our Constitution back. We need transparency, and we need trust again. And we ain't going to get it with the goon squads out there and their militarized police state. We'll be right back.
The The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The Pio Solution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. Pio Solutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Let's go right to your calls. Ladies and gentlemen, John in Nevada, thanks for holding. You're up next.
Hey, John and Eric. I have a question for Eric, and that is, has he looked into the Lockheed Martin UAV/missile? It's called the AGM-158 Joint Air-to-Surface Missile, and basically it's got a forward-swept wing, and it looks, I don't know, maybe similar to a very small version of a Learjet with a forward-swept wing. It's got a turbofan on it that will propel it, and it also has a guidance system that it can actually view with a little camera on it, so you could actually control it from away from it, and it can be launched from an F-15. And was there not sightings of some kind of a military aircraft around the Pentagon at the time?
Oh yeah, actually, I was when I was on the last air flight on my way to Europe to do Jimmy Walter's European tour. There was a guy sitting next to me in the airplane who he went to high school back there by the Pentagon, and he said when he was talking to some of his friends, they saw, I think he called it a Hercules plane, flying around up there that morning, and there was another plane. So they saw something up there. There was some sort of military plane.
Yeah, because on this, if you go to the Flight International website, or if you do a Google search for Lockheed Martin UAV missile, it'll come up one of the first two things on Google. And it has a speed of 2,300 feet per second. So you're basically talking about a speed of a 2T3 bullet, but it gets launched off of several platforms, either a B-2 bomber, a B-52, or an F-15 fighter. So if there was a military aircraft, which I believe people did say that there was something military flying around in the Pentagon area, it very easily could have been launched from this an F-15 fighter.
Yeah, there were military aircraft at the Pentagon, and that's restricted airspace. There is nothing but military aircraft that are allowed into that area. And as they saw military aircraft up in Shanksville, Pennsylvania also.
Well, Eric, if you can do a little research and maybe further this idea about
if I could take a look
into it. Yeah, because this is supposedly, it's not out, but as you well know, what they show is years behind what they've already had in operation.
The problem with the Pentagon also is that it's possible that more than one thing hit this building. Like, we may have had something flying in, a drone, there may have been a missile. Because if you look at the photos, you'll see the helicopter pads got scrap all over it and little fires, and then that's not even where they said Flight 77 hit.
Right.
And then if you farther down, and there's some witnesses saying they heard two different explosions at two different times.
The biggest factor for me is the Pentalon. That just doesn't happen. It's the most resistant.
Oh, yeah, the Pentalon 2000.
Absolutely.
Crash airplanes onto it, and you can still play golf.
Well, if you can take a look at it and maybe
take an idea out,
that'd be great.
All right, thanks, John. I appreciate it. The UAV, the drone you have in your DVD, what was the nomenclature?
That was a Global Hawk.
Global Hawk, yeah.
Because it flies. See, you've got to find a plane that fits what they're claiming, which is it's flying 400 miles an hour. And the witnesses all say it was very quiet. And a regular commercial plane is not quiet, and military jets are just horrendously noisy. So it would be something like this, which is meant for surveillance. It's deliberately designed to be quiet.
Well, and that's why it's got only 50% of it, less than 50% of it, is aluminum, anything reflective. The rest of it was carbon fiber or composite materials. This thing's able to fly at 60,000 feet, and you're right. They're quiet as all get out.
Yeah, so it matches well, but then they've got other, you know, they've got a lot of planes in their inventory, so it's hard to say exactly what hit. You know, what they might have used, but it certainly isn't what they say.
I was just going to say, I know it ain't no 757, a 60-ton aircraft.
Yeah, and especially remember when you said how devastating car accidents are. When you look at the photos right after the crash, you know, there are people picking up a few little scraps, but there's no blood, there's no parts of people.
There's no luggage, there's no seats, there's nothing. How many? I don't even know. There's got to be a 200-plus seats on board a 757.
Yes, and then the dog, when you send a dog in to sniff for bodies, I mean, 64 people, you add that up, that's a lot of body parts, and the dog couldn't even find a piece.
Well, you said in your DVD, the average-sized person, if you had 64 people, that'd be 3 tons of human remains.
Yeah, and that's a lot of that's a lot for a dog to find in this tiny little area. If you look at how small that area is, I mean, the place would be covered in blood and body parts. Well, and the dog is just wandering around with his blank look on his face.
Well, I got to tell you something. I fly single-engine planes. I don't have a multi-engine rating or jet rating. But I got to tell you something. Just learning to fly a single-engine aircraft at near stall speed to land 65, 70 miles an hour, I almost overshot my first go-around. I almost overshot a three-quarter-mile-long runway.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we're expected to believe that a 757, manned by people that could not, absolutely could not even and pass flight simulation test or anything else, brought this aircraft in, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, came in, did a 270-degree turn, righted that aircraft, literally feet off the ground, slammed it into the Pentagon, and we end up with a 16-foot hole with no debris. Give me a break. And by the way, Eric, where's all the substantiation from the government that was a 757? Where's all the videos?
We don't have any, right? The
Pentagon's got more video surveillance around it than your local Kmart or Wally World has.
Yeah, it's also possible a lot of the people on that flight never really existed. It could be like the Northwoods document where a lot of them, they're just names, but they're no real people. Because some people have tried to figure out who are those people on the planes, and a lot of them don't show up as being dead in the death certificates, and a lot of the people are not collecting their money. the families. And so a lot of the names of the dead may not even really be dead people. They're just names.
Well, and of course, it is well known and established that these 19 hijackers, that there is at least nine of them alive and well on planet Earth. And we were told that everybody on board, we're not even talking guns or explosives, ladies and gentlemen. We had people up there with cutting knives, you know, box cutters, that was able to engineer, hijack four aircraft, do all these fancy maneuvers, do all this damage. NORAD was nowhere to be found, flying in restricted airspace. The evidence of what they struck and the aftermath of it, none of it adds up to the official story. And this really does scare me because, A, it tells me of the stupidity level of average America out there, but more importantly, what they've done with the government and what they're going to continue to do with these veiled, unsubstantiated threats that we're constantly being told that we're under threat to keep us on edge, to keep us scared, as if people in this country aren't scared enough about losing their job or making enough money to pay their mortgage, not even knowing if they're going to have a job next week. They don't even know if they have enough money to pay for gas to get in their car to go to their existing job. No, but on top of this, we have this well-manicured, manufactured terrorism war that's they're going to get us. They're lurking around every corner. It's almost surreal.
It's mind-blowing, I know.
I have a tendency, and I think I can understand people with, you know, you mentioned earlier last hour that you said that, you know, okay, September 11th, all right, but that was 4 years ago. You know, we need to move on. No, I mean this. And I can understand that because I look at this and I think to myself, my God, I mean, here is all the questions, legitimate questions that have been raised. We see this phony diatribe being pumped out as the end all be all of their grand investigation of the most horrific attack, terrorist attack inside the United States. And I just sit there and it gives me a hollow pit. Feel in my stomach here, in the pit of my stomach, Eric, because if they get away with this one, what is going to be next?
Oh yeah, if they can get away with this something this blatant, right?
and sloppy. God.
Yeah. Well, you know, part of the reason they may have done the Pentagon attack in this ridiculous manner is that they could not have it dive bomb like a kamikaze pilot, because maybe if they dive bombed it. It may have been so obvious to the missile defense system. There may be a missile defense system around the Pentagon, and it would have been shot out of the sky or something. Or even the Air Force would have seen it. So they had to sneak it in, which is, again, a sign a lot of the military probably had no idea this was coming.
Hey,
they're fooling their own people.
Hey, look, there was a security failure at the airports. First of all, it was an intelligence failure. You know, and John O'Neill was onto this thing, or he proclaimed to be onto this. We knew about ATA, how many years before September 11th. We knew all of these things. So there was a failure of intelligence before. They were able to get through security at all the airports. They were able to hijack four planes. They did these magical maneuvers in midair. They did all this incredible damage with no evidence that fits the official story, and we're expected to swallow this. Folks, if they're able to pull this off, pull the wool over the public's eye over there, and people are actually believing this fairy tale, if you think they're arrogant now, ladies and gentlemen, just wait. Let's go back to the phones. Rodney in Texas. Hello, Rodney.
And thank you for taking my call. You mentioned three things while I was on hold here, John and Eric, that the commission, the 9/11 omission, didn't even bother to address. Number one, the so-called hijackers that turn up still alive. That wasn't even addressed in the report.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Oh, they ignore everything they don't want to deal with.
Right.
Building 7, the witnesses.
Yeah, of course, building number 7. I've even talked with pilots who've flown B-52s during Vietnam who told me the maneuvers that they pulled off, you know, slamming these airplanes into those buildings, the Twin Towers, would have required a pilot who had the expertise to land a fighter jet on an aircraft carrier.
Well, and I got to tell you, that's why I mentioned the first couple of times that I flew in a single-engine aircraft flying at 70 miles an hour and overshot a runway. These guys were literally, I mean, They were hitting a mile away. They were hitting a needle sticking up with a golf ball. I mean, that's the analogy. Stay there. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Folks, we're back. Rodney, go ahead.
Yes. I want to also say that the fact that these guys flew these planes into these buildings, line of sight, one of my friends who also, as I've said, flew B-52s during Vietnam, said, it's hard enough to land a jet on an aircraft in the daytime, but to do it at nighttime is even more deadlier and dangerous. And the fact that these guys were able to pull these maneuvers line of sight and fly these planes into the World Trade Center, and the reports are they didn't even have the ability to land them, he equates it with trying to land a fighter jet on an aircraft carrier at nighttime.
Well, like I said, I talked to a lot of pilots about this. You know, I used to fly quite a bit. And I talked to a lot of airline pilots about this, and I asked them, I said, what do you think the chances are that you could have done something like that? Could you have made a 270-degree turn, just basically looping around the Pentagon, a couple of feet off the ground, and hit it on a wall that's only 70 foot high?
Mm-hmm.
One guy looked at me, and he said, are you crazy? He said, I could never do that. He said, it'd be one in a million shot that I'd ever be able to do that.
Just one final thing. I recently heard Alex Jones on Coast to Coast AM, and he had a conversation with a guy named Peter Lance, and they got on the subject of building number 7, which, you know, like I said, the 9/11 omission report doesn't even address. And Peter Lance had the gall to suggest to Alex Jones and the host of the program, George Norrie, that because that building, that government building, building number 7, contained a lot of documents that were supposedly national security. This is what he said, Peter Lance, that building probably had been pre-wired with explosives. Now Alex Jones thought that was absolutely ridiculous, and I agree with him, because if in fact that government building contained top secret documents, what about the White House? What about the Pentagon?
Well, wait a minute here. The thought just occurred to me, Rodney. Let me see. We're going to pre-wire and we're going to pre-stage explosives in a building in case a terrorist wants to attack it. What do we get to do? Blow it up first?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that went around with the World Trade Center about a year or two ago, and I had put out my response is, Ian, where's the button to set it off? I mean, where is this? Is it say do not push, or you blow up the towers, or I mean, the whole thing is—it's unbelievable how they try to defeat us by just putting out one idiotic theory after the next.
But you got dumbbells out there who actually will buy that. You know, that's just how bad this country has gotten as far as people being dumbed down. But it was just absolutely ridiculous to hear this guy who's supposed to be an attorney. And
oh, he was only put on the show to – he's like the government side. He's trying to cover up.
He was there to antagonize and slow down information actually flowing is what his job
was. Yeah, they do that a lot. He's not there to be serious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I just thought I'd call in and share that with you. Keep up the good work, Eric, and you too, John.
Appreciate it very much, Rodney. Yeah, I mean, didn't we have the President of the United States with the controlled media putting out the government line and the government lies? Didn't we have George Bush himself telling everybody, don't pay attention to these conspiracy theories?
Right.
And as far as I'm concerned, Eric, it's not a theory. It's not a conspiracy theory. When you have the weight of the evidence against the official story.
Yeah, and their story is a conspiracy anyway. They said Arabs conspired. I mean, what's the difference? We're saying it wasn't the Arabs. It was just some other people within the government. And
well,
both of them are conspiracies, you could say.
I like the way he put that. I got to remember this, the 9/11 omission report. John in Arizona, you're up next. Hello, John.
Norman, how are you?
Hi.
You know, it's really amazing that we're led to believe that 18 hijackers from 7,000 miles away and a guy that's operating out of a cave that's about 7 foot tall on kidney dialysis have to actually coordinate all this. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's the information that we got to get to people because they don't know. A lot of people, they still don't know what Building 7 is, for example.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Eric. I'm reading a book right now, and I don't know if you've got it. But it's by Colonel Donnie Grand Prix, and it's called The Rattler's Revenge, The Barbarians Inside the Gates. It's book 3. And I'll tell you what, this book is a definite eye-opener. Colonel Donnie Grand Prix has had meetings with people that were in the government at the time of 9/11. He says it was totally a military coup, and that the reason for 9/11 was because of the imminent, unstoppable worldwide financial collapse. And in order to bring about World War III, they had to have a 9/11 to get us into this. And he actually says that martial law will probably be imposed in the United States. And I can see it's coming. They just got rid of a general here not too long ago, General Byrne, I think is his name. You know, they're clearly preparing for martial law here pretty soon.
John, I would have had more respect for President Bush if we would have come out and said that, look, the reason why we went into Iraq was manyfold. One of the reasons was, yeah, he was an evil dictator, and we had to get rid of him. We had to go in there to secure oil for our country here because, well, quite frankly, we're economically on our backside and we need to have that oil to shore up our falling dollar. I would have had more respect for that man telling the truth than standing up there and lying and then turning around and saying that, well, I'm not going to talk to people who lost their kids up there in that war because, well, you know, I've got to go out and exercise and live my life. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I want to remind folks before we continue here that the story that I was talking about earlier, last hour, at, out of the Salt Lake Tribune, about the Utah County Sheriffs with 90, I mean, militarized people raiding a rave party, which I already have permits for. We have the video that somebody shot there on the RBN site. So go to rbnlive.com under the heading of Fascism Comes to the U.S., and the story is up there. And I will cover this more Friday because there's a lot of dangerous boys with a lot of dangerous toys given the green light to just beat up, handcuff, swear, wave guns in people's faces, folks. It's another example of the police state in America. So you go to RBN Live on the front page, take a look at that story. John in Arizona?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple more quick comments. In Donna Graham Pree's book, he said Flight 93 over Pennsylvania was shot down. In fact, he knows the pilot that shot it down. He didn't know what the operation was at the time, but he said Flight 93 was definitely shot down. There were several people there that actually saw it shot down. And chances are, like Eric has mentioned, either a missile or a predator drone actually hit the Pentagon. And like you said, John, the FBI confiscated all the videos around the Pentagon.
Yep.
That's clearly true.
Yeah, what did we get to see? We got to see three or four frames out of a video camera that didn't have very good resolution.
Yep.
And absolutely no proof. And Eric, you cover that on Painful Deceptions, your DVD. And you go through that extensively, that the plane that never was, the 757, the 60-ton aircraft that just wasn't picked up by a video camera. Yeah.
Well, you know, what's really amazing is that the, CNN or Fox News or ABC, none of them never show the actual footage of a plane hitting the Pentagon. In fact, to this day, they still won't show anything like that because there isn't any footage of that at all. In fact, there's a lot of footage out there that you have CNN reporters saying it looks like a cruise missile hit the Pentagon. So, and that was on one of, I think, 9/11 in plain sight video. But yeah, I mean, we're basically, if this information doesn't get out, gentlemen, I think the fat lady is sung, and we've had it.
Well, and if we're willing, and if people have this information, here's more to the point. If people have this information and they're sitting on it and they're not spreading it around, you might as well contemplate your own demise and how you want to go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these guys plan on doing house-to-house searches, taking our firearms. That's what they're all planning. You know, I've read some articles about how down in Fort Bragg, they're actually training these guys that we're going to be the domestic terrorists that don't go along with this program. And I think the program is probably, you know, implementing implantable microchips. That's why they've got the Digital Angel program and all these other programs out there available for us.
Here's a new kicker. On Friday's program, I'm going to go over the subject matter. Coming out of the State Department, they're now in charge of a little thing that Bush signed last year, that if you rail against Israel, you may be anti-Semitic, but they're going to use Homeland Security because you are, and they're classifying you as being a terrorist if you're speaking out against the government, or you're speaking out about controlled media, or you're speaking out about the project for new American dual citizenship people we have running the White House right now. You could possibly be rounded up by Homeland Security. That's how bad this is getting in this country, folks.
Well, it's pretty scary, isn't it?
It is. Thanks for your call, John.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Jeff in Massachusetts, you're up next. Hello, Jeff.
Oh, yes. I like the part when you were talking about the dogs not finding any body parts. Kudos on that. That made me think just a little bit more. Now, here's my main comment, which is I do security work, and in every security place I've ever worked at and for, there's procedures. If somebody enters your gate or enters your zone, there's procedures on how to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Now why did NORAD stand down when those planes were heading towards the World Trade Center and the Pentagon? Wouldn't you think that there would be procedures of asset protection?
Well, this is where the military exercises could be used to fool these people, because they were running exercises that day. And here's where it can get really confusing. You've heard the dispute over whether those planes that hit the tower were the original Flight 11 and Flight 175, right?
Yeah, what happened to the planes?
Well, what if those planes, if you look where those planes crossed paths almost the same time at Stewart International Airport, and that's where they could have landed, and then two other planes took off, and they may have been part of the military's exercise planes. So when the military saw them, they may say, well, that's part of it. Those are our exercise plans. Don't worry about that.
Isn't this, Eric, isn't this eerily similar to TWA Flight 800, where the Navy just happened to be doing exercises in the very same location where TWA Flight 800 came down?
Well, in London, the same thing. They were running. Didn't you see on the British television, there's a clip on the Internet, one of the British officials was saying, gosh, this is really weird. We were doing an exercise at the same time about this same sort of event in almost the same locations. This is how you fool people. You tell people, we're going to run an exercise today. You see, while they're doing this, then you can slip in all kinds of things because it's part of the exercise.
But you can also do a lot of cover. You can do a lot of covering, BYOB. You can do that if you've got an exercise running. You can preclude things from happening. You can make excuses for it happening, and you can float your cover to cover the holes in your stories.
Right, especially if you have control over the security system.
That's exactly right.
But But the main thing is there's no video footage of the Pentagon. That is the main thing. And that struck me because I have never seen any footage of a plane hitting the Pentagon.
Well, they confiscated it all. That's why. They've got it. It's there. But they just won't release it.
Well, I'd still like to know, Eric, what happened to the black boxes that were recovered at the Twin Towers in New York City? And then people that had actually seen the things were told to shut up.
Yeah, there's reports they've got them. There's reports people are told to shut up. None of the firemen are even talking. It's as if they're all scared to death. And so it's possible that there's a lot of information there, but nobody is brave enough to come forward. And the strangest thing is you can see this behavior just walking around out there. When you see a bunch of birds walk up to them, they all just take off. That's the typical behavior you see going on with people. A criminal comes by, they just run.
There's a point, though, that happens to people. It'll kick in the fight or flight that we have ingrained in us, that when people have had enough of being scared, they start to fight back.
If it gets bad enough, then they will stop. Because right now they're running all the time.
That's right. Jeff, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. Julius in Arizona. Hello, Julius.
Hi. Hello, John.
Hi.
Eric, I just want to say thank you for all the good work you're doing. Have anybody ever thought about holding a contest in the D.C. area? And the contest would be, what the contest would be is we get a sugar daddy or a whole bunch of us little guys to put together a fund and offer a prize for everyone to bring in their home videos of any event during that hour of the attack when plane was alleged to have flown in, and bring your video down to a wide open public spot and stick the videotape in your machine and start making duplicates of it as you first watch it. And if you get anybody brings in a video and suddenly there's an aircraft there, but it doesn't match the description of a 757, we got them. You make it a really public thing, and you tell them, now, don't give your negatives to the FBI, but everybody get together and come into this wide-open public place, hand us your video, or a copy would even be better, and we'll play it, and if you've got the best video, you win a huge prize. I'll bet you somewhere in the D.C. area, somebody's got footage on a hand cam that shows what really did go in there.
Oh, there may. You could even just tell them, post it on the Internet, or if they don't know how, just mail a copy to some radio station. They could do it. The FBI has already confiscated a lot of people's videos, though, and cameras.
I know there were some horrible things happened with TWA 800, and I remember listening to Donaldson when he had he was on a show, and he said there was about 700 people came forward, and the FBI buried almost all of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and also there's a point. I mean, if you look at like my video and show people Building 7 coming down, it's already so obvious that this is a hoax. You could tell people we don't need any more information. We don't have to answer every single question. We've got so much already. They've got just watching Building 7 come down. If that doesn't explain it to people, So what we should do is tell people, sure, if you have information, that's great, but in the meantime, tell people to start looking at this. There are still so many people who don't even know what's going on.
Look, over 50% of the people in New York City, 50% of the people in New York City aren't buying this. There are millions of people around the country that are not buying this. There is a lot of people that have seen painful deceptions. There's a lot of people that have seen information. There's a lot of people that have heard talk show hosts, such as we're conducting right now. Look, the only thing that we have to do is just stand our ground, keep asking the questions, ask other people to look at the information we're looking at. We need a coalition of forces here, because what we're battling here, they've got all the marbles, they've got the money, they've got the outlets, they've got the guns, they've got everything, but there's one thing they don't have, and that's the truth. That is on our side, and that will prevail if we wish it to.
They no longer have trust, John.
Eric, I wanted to bring this up, and Julius, I find myself sometimes thinking, I wished I could believe the government. I wish that this stuff would all go away. I wish that I had that comfortable feeling that at one time in my life that I had, that, my mission in life was to, take care of my family and do the best I could be and be a good human being and just take care of business.
I think that is one of the things in their favor. Because it's like you get worn out after a while. Some people can't deal with the stress of this. And I think they watch TV and they think, well, maybe it was the air. Maybe it was the fire. It, you know, that's where it is. You got to have the strength just to keep going. And I think some people are, they do have that potential of giving up.
Well, and they can't. And the thing, the cure-all for that, and I don't know what that noise is in the background. Is that coming from you, Julius? Sounds like ice cubes in a glass.
I'm sorry, that was me.
Okay, hold that sound. What? Here's the one thing, and this is what I said with my CIA guest yesterday. I thanked him for coming forth and being bold enough to come out. What we need to start doing is more people. We've got to create that environment that people have the feeling that they'd be safe coming out with their information. Once that starts to happen,
it can open up.
They can't deal with it. But it's only going to happen if they perceive that there's enough support out there that these people aren't going to disappear in the middle of the night, or they're not going to get exported to some other country or die in some jail someplace or be killed, maybe like John O'Neill was at the World Trade Center back in September 11, 2001. It is in the numbers. And again, I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, if we do not take action, if we do not stand up, if we do not inform our fellow Americans, we are doomed. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure this one out. You don't have to be some great thinker to figure this one out. The writing's on the wall. What they're planning on is their fear and intimidation to hold the day. That cannot happen. I'm not giving up. I know you're not giving up. The people who listen to this network aren't giving up. But we need to be more effective in spreading the word. We need this country back. And all of this, all the lies, all the deception, all of the emptying out of this country that made it great. And I don't care if we're talking about social engineering or cutting out the jobs and shipping everything out, massing the debt, putting up with these lying-ass politicians from New York, or Hillary Clinton's going to be running here for the presidency in 2008. When are you going to say enough is enough? When are you going to say stop it and we're taking this country back? When's it going to happen, folks? You got to have the courage of your own convictions and get out there and do it.
Yep, and all they have to do is just keep it up with their friends and relatives. It does have an effect. You can't give it up.
Because there's too many lies. I mean, eventually it comes back around to people. And what you've got to do is keep their mind primed to keep it open. I don't want to program anybody. I don't want to deceive anybody. What I want is truth, transparency, and honesty again. I want to live my liberty-driven life. That's what I want. That's what this country was about. And it's not going to get any better if people don't take action, period. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it, Julius. Ted in Georgia. Hello, George.
John.
I almost said George from Teddy. It's been a long day.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Good program. Let me ask you a question that relates to being effective in spreading the word. This person named Muhammad Atta, would you give me a rundown on him? And in the meantime, tell me if he's still alive and what the establishment story is on him and what the truth is on him.
Well, the truth on him is anyone's guess, because there are stories that his father said he's still alive. Right after the attack, his father was making that remark, but then he's disappeared from the news. See, you've got stories of him going to go-go clubs drinking heavily, drugs.
They were buying porno videos at the hotels. They had so much money that they were able to ship the funds that they didn't use back after going to the girly strip clubs and all of these other things.
Yeah, so what you have to tell people is the whole Muhammad Atta and the 19 Arab story, they're like Lee Harvey Oswald. They were the patsies. They were set up to do this. And tell people, don't look at that. Look at the actual evidence. Look at Building 7 come down. Look at those towers. Look at the photos. And even Flight 93, I mean, the other caller was saying Don DePree said it was shot down, but Christopher Bolin was over there. You know, there may be a plane that was shot down, but where they took everybody, there's nothing but a hole in the ground. Again, no parts. The mayor of the city even said there's no plane parts, no body parts. What you have to do is show people the actual evidence that they can't argue with, because they can't argue with the Muhammad Atta stuff since there's so little information on him.
Well, what was his role? Was he supposed to be the mastermind? Or?
Yeah, he was one of the masterminds. So,
was he supposed to be on the flight? On
yes.
One of the flights?
Yes, one of the ones that hit the World Trade Center.
He was supposed to be on one of those flights.
Right.
Hit the World Trade Center.
Right. And they have a they supposedly have a picture of him going into the Portland, Maine airport. And then from there he went to – he supposedly landed in Boston, then took the plane to the World Trade Center. But there's no evidence that he ever got into Boston. And the security system at Boston's Logan Airport, it's run by some Israeli company. For how do we know they're even telling us the truth?
Right.
So you but arguing about Mohammed Atta is very difficult. The best thing to do is show them the evidence. Show them Building 7 come down. Show them those towers. That they can't argue with that stuff.
Well, and you know the one thing that struck me, you know, the how many people it's been reported that these cell phones were going on, these cell phone calls were coming from these planes, that we had time to get on the cell phone and call our loved ones and say goodbye. Look, Eric, I don't know how you feel, but if I'm on board an aircraft and these people are planning on running these things into the ground or in buildings or whatever the case may be, I think I remember on board these aircraft that the seat cushions themselves can be used as flotation devices. How well do you think a box cutter cuts through that thick foam?
I think
a couple of guys rushing these guys on board that aircraft. Yeah, I'll get sliced up a little bit. Maybe I might even get killed, but I can guarantee you one thing. Unless this guy's not holding a grenade with a pin pulled in my face or a 45 with the trigger cocked, there's no way that somebody is going to take my life and run me into the ground and kill me. I mean, it just goes against human nature.
You couldn't even fight in one of those. They're extremely narrow.
Hold on. We got to take the break. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200. Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Back. A reminder, ladies and gentlemen, we're telling people to spread the info, and that information's got to be available. Well, that's available through Republic Broadcasting Network. And the only thing you need to do is go on the webpage, RBN Live. Just hit the online store, and, well, right at the top of the page, there's painful questions and painful deceptions. Call us here at 800-724-2719. Duplicate this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Get it out there. I mean, it is literally for our survival. And more importantly, you got kids? You got children? Their survival. What legacy are you going to leave your children if we don't start taking action right now in this country? You're going to consign them to a life of abject slavery and despotism, the likes that we probably can't even imagine yet. Okay, I've got very little time here. Ted in Georgia, go ahead and finish up.
Well, that's it. I think you answered my questions. Thank you a lot.
Okay,
good program.
Thank you, Ted. Bye. I appreciate your call. And Joe in Massachusetts, we're running out of time. Make it quick.
Hey, John. How you doing today? Hi. Joe here. I just got that video. Although I can hear it, it's Winamp. I wish I could see it. But the question about the painful deceptions, is that all text form? Because if you buy it, or is it just up there to download? And I also wanted to say on that airplane thing, they could use seat cushions. I wish they all had stun guns. They could have gotten those guys, you know?
Well, you also have to remember how narrow airplanes are. You can only walk single file down those aisles when you're a grown man.
And if you want proof of that, folks, just remember when you're on board these planes, it's the rack 'em, pack 'em, and stack 'em theory. They kept crowding more seats in there. You remember when the flight attendants would bring around the little carts that have one in front and one in back? You can't get around that thing. I mean, that thing is literally what, less than 2 feet wide.
Yeah, and so the first hijacker to walk down that aisle to the pilot, he's blocking the way for the others, and he's going to run into two or three guys in that cockpit. I mean, the whole scenario is ridiculous. The cell phones don't work from airplanes. People just need to get the information out to their relatives, because there's still people that don't know. So just get the information out, the websites, the DVDs. That's all we can do.
And Joe, to answer your question, no, it's not a free download on the painful questions. And it's not available in Braille. I wish we had the money to do it, but we don't.
Oh, the book, is he talking?
Yeah.
The book's got color pictures in it. And
he's challenged. He's blind.
Yeah, I know. I don't have. The market is so small for this. That's the other problem.
Yeah.
If it was like Harry Potter books where they line up by the millions, it'd be different.
Yeah. Well, look, Eric, I appreciate you coming back this week and spending the 2 hours, and we stayed pretty much on target here with the information, the painful deceptions, the DVD, and also painful questions, the analysis of the September 11th attack. You were one of the people that were out of the chute. There were a lot of people that came afterwards, looked at your information, added information, but we have people out there, ladies and gentlemen, that are trailblazing out there that are just asking for we're asking for justice and transparency and honesty. I mean, that's their tools. It's lies, deception. We've got the goods. We got the truth. We have what we need in this country. Eric, I still call this country Disneyland. I am still in awe as I walk around and I look at this country. It's like being in an amusement park, for gosh sakes. And what they've done is denied us access to it. They've priced us right out of admission, and we're forced to stand on the outside looking in. I was born a free man in this country, and I will die a free man in this country.
Yeah, well, listen, I know it's time for people to start making things better and not just taking as it comes.
And we can
do better than this.
And quit whining and crying how bad it is. It can be better.
Yeah,
we outnumber them many to one, guaranteed.
Hey, yeah, Mike? That's right. Let's make it better. That's give people some encouragement.
All right. And we need victories. The only way that's going to happen is when more people get involved. So, folks, if you're looking for that magic bullet, you already have it. It's you, the information you have, and your commitment to the truth, righteousness, and honesty that this country was once based on and can be again. All is not lost. Eric Upschmidt, thank you, sir.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report with Ed Waller.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.